Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
So dude, here's what you missed last week. If you don't like remember any of this, totally go back and listen because man, it was wild, bro. Me and my brother and my best friend, right? We were in the woods and we were getting like wicked smoked out because of tradition and stuff. There was this wizard on TV. I hate him. Then totally turns out that there's this Sword of Destiny or something, and I guess I'm like King of England now. So that's cool. Wizard dude, can you like take it from here?
Why not? Previously on The Sword and the Stoner.
Well, Sonno, I'd say be good. Don't really need to tell you that, do I? Take your time.
Someone better tell me what's going on because I am starting to get fucking paranoid and I don't think it's the weed's fault, Gwen.
I found out you're adopted.
I'm what?
What is going on? It's just weed, right? You haven't gotten like a real drug addiction, have you?
Fucking bastard, I thought I had more time.
Oh no, Merlin!
You don't have to take it to dinner first, just pull it out!
Don't rush me. I am, like, so high right now, and I'm still so fucking mad at you, and it's really hard to balance on this rock, and it's not like it's going to...
Whoa.
Come out! What the fuck?
Gwen, what the fuck did we smoke?
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner. Episode 2. The Questing Beast.
Hello, Eartha Gwen? What did we smoke?
Nothing weird. I don't know. We just... nothing more really different than the usual.
Guys, this is a sword.
Oh, you can see that, buddy. Can you let the adults talk about this for a second?
You're 2 minutes older than me. Or, well, did the birth certificate have a date on it?
You just pulled an ancient sword out of a giant-ass rock that apparently makes you the King of England. Do you really want to figure out which one of us is technically older right now?
It's important!
Guys... Oh.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't know, and when I did know...
You told Gwen! You could have told me then!
Guys, I know this whole macho man thing is a big deal for you both, but...
Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna yell at you next.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Everyone can yell at whoever.
Whomever.
The hell they want when we get back to the cabin, but guys, did you not hear that?
What is that?
A lion?
There are no lions in Big Bear.
Could be. You don't know.
Could we maybe consider not waiting around to find out?
Yeah, let's head back. Hey, no. We're not taking that.
Why wouldn't we?
Because we don't know what the fuck it is.
I'm pretty sure we're all in agreement it's a sword. Big, shiny metal. Kind of sharp.
It's not just a sword. It could be cursed, or radioactive, or...
I'm not leaving Nathan behind.
Who?
You're right. He feels more like a Brad, doesn't he? Is it okay if I call you Brad?
Oh. Just let him keep it and we can deal with it in the morning, okay? But there is something seriously coming towards us and it is not slowing down.
Okay, fine. Fine. Let's go.
Told you I wouldn't leave you behind, didn't I, Brad?
I'm not high enough for this.
Let's go. Does anyone remember which way we came from?
Shit. Look for footprints? Hey, this way, I think.
What is that?
Oh, my God!
Well, it's not a lion.
It's not gonna stop for us to get a good look. Keep running.
Everyone saw the...
Yeah, the wings? Big fucking leathery wings?
Giant bear head?
I was gonna say the spiked tail, but all of that, too. Holy shit, we're gonna die. All of us, right here on our birthday, we're gonna die.
Oh, Jesus, you literally have a sword.
Oh, man, Brad. Brad's gonna die, too. I'm so sorry, Brad.
Okay, see? Not being real twins is really starting to make sense.
Guys, come on. Up here, please take a left.
Are you sure that's right?
She said left.
She is gonna kill you both if the big, scary mutant monster doesn't get to do it first. Thank God. Okay, I'll open the door.
What? I don't... Did you not bring the keys?
You didn't bring keys?
No one brought keys?
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. We're gonna die.
Why? Why the fuck are these locks so good? It's a cabin.
It's a cabin in the woods. Haven't you ever seen a horror movie?
Step back.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing's happening.
Probably because you're just holding the sword like a limp dick.
Seriously, what is your plan here?
It's a magic sword that I pulled out of a giant rock. Why am I the insane one for thinking it might also open a door?
Okay, maybe try rubbing it.
No, don't rub it. It's a sharp, double-edged sword, not a genie.
You rub the lamp, genius, not a genie.
Well, that thing is coming for us, so what do you want us to do?
The window.
Oh, I left it cracked. Oh, fuck, the screen is still on.
Okay, give me a boost.
Okay, just, okay.
Okay, what? Why are you crouching like that?
Put your foot in my hand, you idiot. I'll boost you up.
This is our moment, Bradley. Don't let me down. That's what I'm talking about, my man, Brad.
You're next, Quinn.
What about you, though?
You guys can pull me up. Just get inside. That thing is going to sniff us out any second.
Okay, can you jump high enough?
Yeah, I got this. How are you possibly laughing right now?
I'm just Arthur's King of England. Merlin, are you even listening to me? Merlin.
What?
I need you to pay attention.
I'm always paying attention to you, darling.
Yeah? What am I talking about then?
Oh, work. Stuff.
Merlin, this is important. I have worked for months to get the network to agree to this and to get Viva to agree as well. I need you to focus.
Viva. You know how ridiculous that name is, right?
Well, it rates well. It's catchy.
No, I don't see why I have to have that insufferable woman on my show anyway.
Because people like her.
Well, people like me.
People like what you can do. They find you arrogant.
Same thing.
No, it isn't. There are clear, distinct differences between the two.
Well, people can...
Continue paying for your exorbitant lifestyle or drop you in an instant and put you out on the street. Do you like this penthouse suite you live in rent-free, Merlin?
Well, yeah, but...
How about the ridiculous number of 100% genuine leather pants you own?
5 is not a ridiculous number.
Girls screaming your name and throwing themselves at you and being the face of expensive frickin' fragrance campaigns.
All right. I get it.
I'm not sure that you do, because Viva lands in less than 6 hours and you can't even keep your eyes open.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't get... enough sleep last night. Let me log a couple hours and we can go over this later. All right, when I swear, I'll be able to focus, okay?
Okay. But if you go AWOL on me...
Triss, I've never actually let you down, have I?
Okay, fine. Just a few hours, okay? I want you ready for hair and makeup by 5.
Cross my heart.
5 o'clock, or I'll cancel your show myself.
Ah! gonna explode if I didn't get her out of here soon. All right, let's see if you're gonna behave, shall we? Start with something simple. Let's pull a rabbit out of a hat. Elementary stuff. Now, where are all of my hats?
Oh, you burned them all in the summer, though, too, because they make you look like a bit of an arsehole.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, I believe you were on acid.
Yeah. Checks out. You're a lamp.
Only metaphysically speaking.
No. You should not be speaking at all.
Well, that's more your fault than mine, isn't it?
No, we're all just going to behave and get our shit together, okay? It doesn't have to be a hat. I can, grab it out of an ice bucket. Same thing.
You see, that's how you get mold.
Shut up and let me focus, okay?
That's a frog.
I can see that, thank you. And you should not be able to see it because you do not have eyes. Ugh, I need to get out of here. Where's my shirt?
Oh, you really go out wearing that?
I am not engaging with you. You are a lamp.
It's just, if you thought the hats made you look crazy.
Nope. Deep breaths, Merlin. You've done this dozens of times. Arthur is not going to ruin this. We're just going to go out on a nice little walk until the inanimate objects stop talking to us.
That's a woman's blouse.
I don't care. It's very soft on my nipples.
How cool would it be to have nipples?
Everything is going to be fine. This happens every time. Just going to get it under control, aren't we, Merlin? Huh? Ow! Okay. Stairs it is.
Oh my god, I won! Me too! Oh my god!
No, stop it!
Yeah, 21. 21 again. And again. Oh, congratulations.
This is worse than last time.
That's...
Fuck!
Holy shit, that's 50 grand!
Hey, little cubbies. Now, you've been good while I've been away, haven't you? You're not going to turn on Uncle Merlin while his magic goes all wonky, are you?
Uncle Merlin!
No!
Do you think you could get us a copy of this Lion King everyone's on about? Where did someone say they totally begged Simba if he wasn't a lion? And, like, we're lions, so we can just take out the middleman, right?
If I can't get this under control by tonight's show, I'm going to kill him myself this time!
Mr. Merlin? I think he lives at some place called VHS.
Arthur, would you put that thing down before one of us gets hurt?
Brad wouldn't hurt a fly.
Brad is a sword. He was made to hurt things, human things. Oh my god, now you've got me calling it Brad.
Okay, we have talked about this. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
When in doubt, take another hit. Oh shit. I think I dropped the rest of the batch while we were running. Sorry, Gwenny.
More where that came from.
Have you two completely lost your minds?
Oops.
Oh, man. Cereal. Ugh, I'm starving.
No food. We're having a team meeting about this absolutely bonkers shit we just went through. What if that sword is radioactive? What if we've just awakened some crazy, malicious, bloodthirsty gods when Arthur pulled it out of the stone? What if it's part of some medieval fight club? And we've just challenged a whole faction of bloodthirsty ghost knights?
Stay with me here. What if we ate something before you considering how bonkers all of your paranoia high theories are? Taking that as a yes.
How are are the two of you not freaking out?
Should we be? Dibs on cutting up the vegetables.
In the fridge.
Don't use that!
How is this any different than using a knife?
I don't know. One's possibly an enchanted sword you pulled out of a muddy, moss-covered boulder in the woods. The other is a knife.
Fine. Sorry, Brad. Your Uncle Kay is gigantic killjoy and is keeping us both from our destiny.
Arthur, I swear to God, if you...
Okay, look. Let's look at this rationally. Retrace our steps. First, Arthur dramatically runs into the woods.
After finding out his twin brother and best friend have been conspiring against him.
We weren't conspiring.
Like I said, dramatic. Arthur hallucinates. We follow him deeper into the woods in the middle of the night, find a maybe magic sword, get chased through the woods by a weird mutant body of a lion, head of a bear, wings of a bat, tail of a fucking scorpion monster who almost ate you. Did I miss anything?
The part where I'm adopted.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, that's everything.
So, the way I see it, there are two options, okay? One, we actually stumbled across a honest-to-God magic sword in the middle of the woods that in however many hundreds of years no one has seen or touched, and this idiot is the only one who can pull it out, and we gotta start calling him Sire.
That actually has a nice ring to it.
Over my fucking dead body.
Option number two, the edible that we took finally kicked in, and we collectively hallucinated. We wake up tomorrow, that sword's just gonna be a stick Arthur picked up and got too fond of, and the thing chasing us is more just like a cute little rabbit. And as the one person in this group that didn't sleep through her chemistry classes, I am gonna vote for collective hallucination, okay? And we can either eat this delicious meal I've provided,
or we can go into the woods in the middle of the night and hunt down Thumper.
Okay, you're probably right.
Listen, Triss will be here any second with Viva or whatever she's called, so I need you to shut up and behave, got it?
You do realise that animated part of the inanimate object is your fault, right?
It is Magic's fault, and that is not my fault at all.
What?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, no one.
Merlin.
Sorry. too much energy now that I've slept. More than a few hours is like straight heroin. It is. Who is this?
Are you serious?
Yes, you do have a name, don't you?
Yeah, one that literally everyone with a TV knows. Do you not watch TV? Are you like a hermit?
Triss, tell me who this is before I turn her into a frog. Because it won't take much work. She's already got such shiny skin.
Merlin, this is Viva, who will be co-hosting your show tonight, as we discussed.
Oh, we did not discuss that she was like 15 at best, or that she'd be dressed like a baby prostitute.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment, darling. She smells like one, too.
Viva has been in wardrobe already, Merlin.
Oh, and that is what they chose.
I'm doing you a favor. You know that, right? He does know that it's not my show that needs help with the ratings.
Excuse me,
Merlin's
little baby?
Merlin's pre-show ritual is very important to him, and we've interrupted the temper of a performer. I'm sure you can relate.
Oh, I am so sorry. I should have caught the vibes earlier with the lamp. Totally respect your process.
No, I did not have
you
any...
You have a lot of time before curtain. Yeah. So, we'll give you some space and see you backstage, okay? I swear to God, if you are not in top form when you get downstairs, I will cancel your show myself and let Blondie over there do the whole 90 minutes bleaching her own asshole. Got it?
Christ alive, jeez, I do not want to hear.
Okay, see you downstairs in just a jiff. Viva, why don't we see if we can find you some nice bubbly water? Sound good?
Oh, I am quite thirsty, actually. Thank you.
Can do this, Merlin. You've just got to snap out of it. Just because he found the sword doesn't mean your life is over.
Yeah, but can't do it, don't it?
Oh, shut up, you stupid lump!
Right. Hey, Leather Prince.
Sweet cheeks.
You ready?
I got this.
Welcome, and thank you for coming to the show. Or should I say, you're welcome. Now, this is normally where I go on a long speech, so that the stagehands behind the scenes can get everything ready for the show without you noticing. But tonight, I have a brand new type of distraction for you, and she is arguably a little bit prettier than our stagehand, Joe. Please welcome to the stage of Vida La Viva fame, Viva! Viva! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! And there she is! Viva!
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, thank you for coming and joining us, Viva.
Well, I couldn't resist putting the Viva in Las Vegas, could I?
Oh!
So, what do you have in store for me tonight?
Well... Oh, no, 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 not now, not now.
Oh, my God. Help.
Shit. Did I fall asleep watching Braveheart again?
Arthur!
Kay? Kay, where are you?
Arthur, look out!
Holy shit!
Oh!
Oh my god. Oh my god, Kay!
Go, Arthur. It's done.
What are you talking about? We can fix this. I can fix this. I just need to...
Arthur!
Gwen?
Go, Arthur.
But...
Go!
Gwen? Gwen, where are you? Fuck!
Oh, for Christ's sake. Arthur?
Hello?
Yes, Arthur. Hello. I am in the middle of something very important, so if you could kindly get your shit together, I would appreciate it.
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, and Grace Corcunis as Triss. Additional sound design assistance was provided by Lily Martinez, and our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can sign up for a free account where you'll gain access for updates, sneak peeks, and bonus content for the show before anyone else. You can click the link in the episode description or go to tandonproductions.com.